You're listening to SBS News.
The Kremlin says no decision has been taken on whether to seal Russia's borders to stop an exodus of military-aged men fleeing the country after days of chaotic scenes during its first military mobilization since World War II. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov.
No information on this. No decisions have been taken on closing Russia's borders.
Reports that Russia might close the frontier have contributed to turmoil since President Vladimir Putin gave the order last week to call up hundreds of thousands of reservists in the biggest escalation yet of the seven-month Ukraine war. Flights out of Russia have sold out, and cars have piled up at border checkpoints with countries that allow Russian citizens to enter without a visa. At one point on Sunday, the estimated wait to enter Georgia hit 48 hours, with more than 3,000 vehicles queuing to cross the frontier. Dmitry Kirilyunok is one man fleeing to Georgia.
We, like many others, fear that against our will they could draft us to go and kill peaceful people in another country, in Ukraine. We're completely against this war, and we call it for what it is. It's not an operation, it's a war which Russia is conducting on the territory of Ukraine. For us, like for others, it's scary to die and to kill others, and for what? We don't understand. Therefore, we decided to flee at this time.
He tells of the moment he and his family decided to escape Russia.
When we found out about the mobilization, we dropped everything at home, jumped into the car and came to the city of Mineralnye Vody in southern Russia. There we found a car with a driver and he brought us across the border with Georgia. We traveled for 24 hours and he brought us to Tbilisi.
Much like at the Russia-Georgia border, crossings are taking place at the Kazakhstan, Finland, and Mongolia borders, which have all reported heavy queues. Flights departing Moscow for the few countries that maintain direct flights with Russia have either sold out or have only a handful of tickets available at astronomical prices. Many of those unable to flee are frantic. In Ust-Limsk in Siberia, a gunman was arrested after opening fire at a draft office, injuring its manager, who's in critical condition. Irkutsk region governor Igor Kobzev says the detained shooter will absolutely be punished. Separately, a man attempted to set himself on fire at a bus station in the city of Ryazan, about 185 kilometers southeast of Moscow, shouting that he did not want to fight in Ukraine. He was taken away in an ambulance. The forced mobilization has resulted in protests in various parts of the country, leading to hundreds of arrests. Video purported to be from Dagestan, Russia, shows police scuffling with protesters, arresting many. Human rights organization OVD Info claims nearly 2,500 detentions have taken place between the 21st and 26th of September. The Kremlin has admitted mistakes were made in its drive to mobilize Russian army reservists. Multiple reports say people who are too old or disabled are being called to fight, as well as those with no military experience. President Vladimir Putin's spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, says that will be corrected.
These cases of discrepancy with the needed criteria about call-ups that had been issued in error are being fixed. We hope that the speed of fixing will rise, that all the mistakes will be corrected.
Meantime, a day before the voting ends on the Russian referendums in four Ukrainian territories, the White House underscored it is prepared to impose swift and severe economic costs on Russia if they annex the regions. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
So let me just first say that we will never recognize this territory that this territory as anything other than as part of Ukraine. This, when it comes to the sham referendum, the sham votes that we're seeing in the last couple days, we will continue to work with our allies and partners to hold Russia accountable and support Ukraine for as long as it takes. As far as what we are doing, we are prepared to impose additional swift and severe economic costs on Russia, along with our allies and partners, in response to these actions that we're seeing currently, if they move forward with annexation. We've been very clear about that.
Russian state television showed officials bringing ballot boxes to neighborhoods in areas of Kherson and local residents casting their ballots in referendums denounced by Kyiv and its Western allies as rigged. Poll workers, accompanied by armed Russian soldiers, visited the apartments of Donetsk residents and provided the ballots to them, asking whether they wish the so-called Donetsk People's Republic to be a part of Russia. Oksana Zagumena is a member of the Referendum Polling Station Commission. She tells of the challenges vote takers face as attacks continue in Donetsk.
It is necessary to bypass the residential territories, bypass the apartments. This is the complexity, even the physical complexity. And of course, external factors from which there is no escape, because you know that the day before yesterday and on the first day of the referendum, the city center was hit, not so far from this territory. There are difficulties associated with this.
President Vladimir Zelensky says Ukrainian troops are fighting back.
The situation is particularly intense in the Donetsk region. We are doing everything to curb the enemy activity. That's where our number one goal is right now, just as Donbass is still the number one goal for the occupiers.
He says Russia is sending its soldiers to their death.
Despite the obvious senselessness of the war for Russia and the occupiers' lack of initiative, the command of the Russian military still drives them to their death. Constant attempts of the Russian offensive on the Donetsk region will surely go down in the history of wars as one of the most cynical murders of its own soldiers. When we see this, when we see these offensives, we are once again convinced that the Russian mobilization is a sincere attempt to give commanders on the ground a constant stream of cannon fodder. There is simply no other meaning in the Russian mobilization.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.